Chapter 11. November. A criminal in the family. Wednesday the 1st of November. Weight, 8 stone 13. Alcohol units, 2. Very good. Cigarettes, 4. Mark Darcy still hasn't called me. But Jude has had a brilliant idea. "Why don't you have a dinner party and invite him?" she said. "It's not like asking him on a date. All your friends will be there." Friday the 3rd of November. Weight, 9 stone 2. Alcohol units, 2. Cigarettes, 8. Calories, 5,245. 11 a.m. I'm very excited about the idea of a dinner party. I've bought a marvellous new cookery book by a famous international chef. He makes cooking sound very easy. Thursday the 9th of November. Weight, 8 stone 13. Alcohol units, 5. Cigarettes, 12. Calories, 1,456. I've decided to have the dinner party on Tuesday the 21st of November. Mark Darcy seemed very pleased when I rang him up. "What are you going to cook?" he said. "Are you good at cooking?" "Actually, I'm going to use a recipe by a famous international chef," I said. Mark Darcy laughed. "Well, don't do anything too complicated," he said. "Remember, everyone's coming to see you, not just to eat your food." Monday the 20th of November. Weight, 8 stone 12. Very good. Cigarettes, 0. Alcohol units, 3. Calories, 200. 7 p.m. I've just got back from the supermarket. I bought a lot of things for the dinner party. I've got to start preparing the food tonight. First, I'm going to make soup. The recipe says I have to boil some vegetables. I have to tie the vegetables together with string to make the soup taste better. But I only have bright blue string. Oh well, I'm sure it will be okay. I'm going to make a lovely dessert with oranges. I bought 36 oranges from the supermarket. Now I have to peel them and slice them. It won't take long. 1 a.m. I'm too tired to stay awake now. Tuesday the 21st of November. Weight, 8 stone 11. Alcohol units, 9. Very bad. Cigarettes, 37. Very, very bad. Calories, 3,479. Terrible. 5 p.m. Oh, God, this has been a terrible day. My mother rang me at work. "Hello, darling. It's Mummy here. I just called to say goodbye before I go." "Go? Go where?" I asked. "Oh, Julio and I are going to Portugal for a couple of weeks," she replied. Bridget, I was just wondering, could you lend me some money? Just a couple of £100s. "I'm in the middle of work," I said. "How will I get the money to you?" "I'm outside the bank just across the road from your office," she said. "Meet me there in 5 minutes." I went downstairs to the cash point machine and took some money out. Just then, I saw my mother hurrying towards me. It was raining, but she was wearing sunglasses. "Oh, there you are, darling. You are sweet," she said, grabbing the money from my hand. "Thank you very much. I must go. Goodbye." "What's going on?" I asked suspiciously. "What are you doing here? Why can't Julio lend you the money?" For a moment, she looked frightened. Then she smiled. "I'll be fine," she said. "Take care." she hugged me quickly. Then she ran back across the road. 7 p.m. I just got home. Right. I must keep calm. I'll put the soup in the pan with the vegetables tied with string. 8:30 p.m. Everything is going very well. The guests are all in the living room. Mark Darcy brought champagne and a box of chocolates. 8:35 p.m. Oh my God. I just looked in the pan. The dye has come off the string and coloured the soup. Now the soup is bright blue. 9 p.m. I love my friends. They didn't mind about the blue soup. Mark Darcy said that there is nothing wrong with blue food. 9:30 p.m. Mark Darcy and Jude came into the kitchen and helped me make a big omelette with eggs and fried potatoes. At least the orange dessert will be good. 10 p.m. I am very disappointed. The orange dessert tasted like marmalade. I have failed at cooking. After all the time and money I've spent on this meal, I have served my friends with blue soup, omelette, marmalade. I didn't think things could get any worse. But after the meal was cleared away, the phone rang. It was Dad. I'm sorry, Bridget. I'm afraid there's been some rather bad news. What? I asked. Your mother and Julio are wanted by the police. 2 a.m. I'm in a single bed in Una and Jeffrey Alconbury's spare room. When Dad told me the news about Mum and Julio, I was very shocked. What's happened? I asked. I'm afraid they have stolen money from a large number of people, Dad explained, including myself and some of our closest friends. Your mother may have to go to prison. Oh my God! What did they do? Julio pretended that he owned some timeshare apartments in Portugal. Your mother persuaded our friends to buy the apartments. They gave Julio money, people like Una and Jeffrey, and Malcolm and Elaine Darcy. Oh my God! Mark Darcy's parents! So, what happened? The apartments didn't exist. Your mother gave Julio a lot of money too. She has borrowed money from the bank and remortgaged our house. So if we can't pay the money back to the bank, they can take our house away. We'll have no home, and your mother will be a criminal. Jude came into the room. I told her what had happened. She didn't say anything, but immediately went to fetch Mark Darcy. This is all my fault, he said. I knew there was something wrong about Julio. I heard him talking on the phone at the fancy dress party. But I didn't know he had taken money from my parents. Where's your mother now? I don't know, I said. Portugal, I think. Where's your father? Asked Mark. Would you like to go to him? He's at Una and Jeffrey Alconbury's place, I said. Mark and I drove up to the Alconbury's house. Several of our friends were also there. They were eating sandwiches and drinking wine and discussing what to do. Mark walked around making phone calls. It was terrible, but it was also rather exciting. Wednesday, the 22nd of November. Weight, 8 stone 10. Alcohol units, 3. Cigarettes, 27. Calories, 5,671. 10 a.m. I'm back in my flat. I didn't get any sleep last night, and now I've got to go to work. Richard Finch will be angry, because I'm late. Mark Darcy went back to London very early in the morning. I left a message on his answer phone saying thank you for helping. Una and Jeffrey told me not to worry about Dad because they will look after him. Saturday, the 25th of November. Weight, 9 stone. Alcohol units, 2. Cigarettes, 3. Calories, 4,567. Thank God. Dad has had a phone call from Mum. She said not to worry and that she was safe. The police checked the line and found out that she was calling from Portugal. I'm going to see Dad this afternoon. I wish Mark Darcy would ring. 1 p.m. Just as I was leaving, Mark Darcy called. He was ringing from Portugal. He said the police there have found Mum. Mark thinks she won't have to go to prison because she didn't know what Julio was doing. The police haven't found Julio yet. Mum is coming back tonight, but she will have to go straight to a police station for questioning. Sunday the 26th of November. Weight, 9 stone 1. Alcohol units, 0. Cigarettes, 1. Calories, 188. It's been a terrible day. Dad and I went to the airport to meet Mum this evening. 2 policemen were with her. Dad and I thought that Mum would feel ashamed because of what had happened. But she wasn't ashamed at all. Let me go, she kept saying to the policeman. I'm back in Britain now. I don't want everyone to see me with the police. You have to go with them, Mum, I said. You have to find out if they are going to arrest you. At last, Mum got into the back of the police car and it drove away. Monday the 27th of November. Weight, 9 stone 1. Alcohol units, 0. Cigarettes, 50. Hours of sleep, 0. 9 a.m. I'm completely exhausted. Dad and I waited at the police station last night for 2 hours. At last, we heard Mum's voice coming along a corridor. Yes, that's right. It's me. I'm on Suddenly Single every morning. Would you like me to sign my name for you? She came round the corner. There was a policeman with her, and she was wearing his helmet. Aren't they going to arrest you? I asked. Don't be silly, darling, she said, looking at the policeman who turned red. Of course they're not going to arrest me. So what happened? I asked her when we were in the car. Oh, it was just a silly problem, said Mum. The Portuguese authorities wouldn't give us planning permission to build the apartments, but we had a super holiday. Where is Julio? I asked suspiciously. Oh, he stayed behind in Portugal. We went back to Una and Geoffrey Alconbury's. Everyone looked angrily at Mum. So she decided to go straight to bed. Then the phone rang for Dad. That was Mark Darcy, said Dad. He's still in Portugal. He's made a deal with Julio and he's got some of the money back. Everyone was very happy and very grateful to Mark Darcy.